From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress has less than 6 weeks to raise the government's borrowing limit or risk a default on federal debt. But the bipartisan talks aimed at setting the stage for action on the debt limit have broken down, and that could force President Obama to try to strike a deal directly with GOP leaders. NPR's Kimberly Adams reports Republican lawmakers are refusing to consider any tax hikes to help lower the federal deficit.
House Speaker John Boehner says any tax increases are off the table as Congress and the White House try to agree on a way to raise the debt ceiling and lower the national debt.
It's not just a bad idea. It doesn't have the votes. And it can't happen.
Democrats say some kind of revenue increase must be a part of the negotiation. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was frustrated at the unexpected walkout.
Yes, we do want to remove tax subsidies for big oil. We want to remove tax breaks for corporations that send jobs overseas. That list goes on. I don't know that that's a reason to walk away from the table.
The deadline for raising the $14.3 trillion debt ceiling is August 2nd. Kimberly Adams, NPR News, Washington.
The House is moving toward votes today on two measures regarding the U.S. military role in Libya. NPR's Giles Snyder reports one would give the president limited authority to continue U.S. involvement in the NATO air campaign there. The other would cut off funding for U.S. military efforts in Libya.
Some lawmakers question the legitimacy of U.S. military action in Libya, saying President Obama never saw congressional approval under the 1973 War Powers Resolution. The White House says it doesn't need to comply because the NATO-led operation does not amount to full-blown hostilities. But House Speaker John Boehner says President Obama has not made the case for U.S. military action in Libya. One measure seeks to end direct U.S. military attacks by cutting off funding for them. A resolution that's also to come up for a House vote mirrors a Senate measure that would put a one-year limit on the mission and prohibit U.S. ground forces in Libya. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has sidestepped taking a stand on legislation that would legalize same-sex marriages in New York State. The president says he does oppose discrimination against gay and lesbian couples.
I believe that gay couples deserve the same legal rights as every other couple in this country.
The president speaking last evening at a fundraiser in New York sponsored by gay and lesbian activists. It was one of three fundraising events he attended on a quick trip to the city. The more than 10,000 evacuated residents of Minot, North Dakota, are anxiously waiting to see just how bad the flooding there will be. Michael Bart is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
The existing temporary levee system is currently being overtopped by the Souris River.
Bart says releases from a dam upstream because of rain and snowmelt could send the water level in the river more than 6 feet above the highest level ever recorded for it. The floodwaters are already reaching some homes. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the makers of generic drugs cannot be sued for failing to warn consumers of possible side effects. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the High Court ruled generic drug makers are immune from such suits as long as they copy the exact warnings used for brand name equivalents of their products.
Two women who suffered a nerve disease from taking a generic reflux medication sued the drug maker. But by a 5-4 vote, the court ruled that while consumers are entitled to bring such suits against brand name manufacturers, they cannot sue generic drug makers. Writing for the court, Justice Clarence Thomas acknowledged that the decision dealt what he called an unfortunate hand that makes little sense to those who are harmed by generic drugs and are unable to sue. But essentially, he said, the law is the law, even if it's schizophrenic and, in his words, bizarre. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
World agriculture ministers meeting in Paris have agreed on a plan to help bring down high food prices, but Eleanor Beardsley reports their declaration fell short of France's proposal to tighten regulation of commodity markets.
Agriculture ministers from the G20, or most industrialized nations, gathered in Paris to look at ways to limit wild price fluctuations in staples such as grain and rice. French President Nicolas Sarkozy wants to crack down on speculators on commodity markets that many say exacerbate the fluctuation of food prices. Ministers stopped short of calling for new regulations. They did agree on an action plan to improve market transparency through a new database and to remove export restrictions for food aid. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.